doesn't want to be, says that the man didn't sleep with her and wants to leave her, but it blew up because she doesn't get an inheritance.
No, there's no political reason for it. They hate each other. Okay.
Well,
she doesn't want to have to start off. We are on, we started the new parak, and we are on page Ayin Zayin and Beis, three lines from the top. And we said a woman's belief when there's peace in the world to come back and say that her husband is dead. And the Gemara says on the fourth line in Ayin Zayin and Beis, Ma ben sholom lo'olam leben lechom lo'olam. What's the difference between peace in the world and war in the world? Mechom lo'olam, if there's war in the world, Sfura Boshemesh, she thinks he's dead. Velomes, he's not dead, right? So therefore, we cannot rely on her. But if there's peace in the world, so she's not going to say he's dead unless it's really dead. Now, Ad could do it until now. We know that when there's war on the north, and she comes from the north, or bedorom, or there's war in the south, and she comes from the south. Hoy said that she's not believed, because we say she thinks the guy died, but he didn't die. What if there's war on the north? She comes from the south. But she lies. Now, we know she came from the south, but she lies, and she said she came from Minat Zafon Basi. Vani Omer, but I know Minat Doron Bas. She came from the south. You got the case? There's war in the north. She came from the south, so she should be believed. But she says, no, I came from the north. She's lying. We know she came from the south. So and she says her husband's dead. So what's her status? What's the status then? So says the Gemara, Svura lahatir satzma. She thinks she's making better for herself. See, she's only a woman. What does she know? She thinks that by saying she came from a war zone, we're more likely to believe her. She doesn't know that in fact we're less likely to believe if she came from a war zone, and more likely to believe her if she came from a place where things are going quietly. So there, and we do believe her. In other words, we give her the credit and we say that it's true that you think that your statement will not make you Mutter because you're saying you came from a war zone. But since we know that you came from a peace zone, so therefore we accept what you're saying, that your husband has died, and we'll let you get remarried. Okay? Similarly, Hiyom Rami Tosomis. She says he died on his bed. Vani Omer Milchoma Holach. And I know that he went to war, so So in that case, I forgot exactly what we say in this case.
We say in this case,
I think we have to change. You know, I didn't realize it when I was. I think we have to change the gears here.
I knew so they made a big deal about it, but I didn't understand, but now I see.
I think it's the opposite way around. So I didn't pay attention to all the people who changed the girsa, but now I think you do have to change the girsa, which is more believed when she said that that the guy died, that her husband died in bed. So I think it's the other way around it should be. Hil maris al m'milchama meis. It should be that he died in war. Vani Omer, and I know that Amitoso Meis, right? I know that he died actually in his bed, right? So why Yomeres Abimilchom Halach? Why is she saying that he went to war? Svuralatir Satsmo, she thinks she's going to be matter herself more readily that way. But in fact, I know, again, the logic is that she thinks it's easier to be matter herself when her husband died in war because that's more likely. But we know that her husband died in bed. So we give her the credibility of having had her husband die in bed as opposed to having died in war. Again, because we don't take what she said at face value, we understand that she's doing it because she wants to persuade us, but we give her the credibility of what actually the reality occurred.
In this case, we don't let the husband die.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. We know the husband died regardless, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
She thinks it's easier to get credit by saying he died in war.
She wants the veteran's widow's benefits.
That's what I figured.
So that Mudei Yerushalayim explains it. The Amud Yerushalayim at the bottom says that we just accept that he died, and we know that he wasn't in war. We know he was in war. We didn't know whether he died or not. So we accept that he died, and we assume that she's lying about the warfare. Okay? So we said, it's not that we knew he was dead. We knew he wasn't in a war zone. So therefore, we accept that he died. Okay.
All right. One second.
Okay. Says more further. We said in the Mishnah, whenever there is a fight between them, she's not believed. What's a fight? Rabbi Bar B'Shem, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said, Loki Dashtani, you didn't marry me. Loki Rashtani, you never divorced me. Loisi Shtech Miyamai, and I was never your wife. Ein Zuktata, that's not considered to be a war. Kidashtani, what's a war? Dr. Spindel, what's a war? About what would it be a war? What would be a strife between them? Apply the Spindel rule. The money fight, right. Kidashtani, the Kidashtani. You married me, and you divorced me. Hela Shalona Satali, Ksuvasi. If I give me your Ksuva. So bottom line is fights about whether we're married or not married, those are considered to be fights, and that's just the way people speak. But a real fight is when money gets involved. Okay. I'm Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Chia Baraba. Rabbi said this over Rabbi Chia Baraba. Armelay, so he said to him, it should be low. Lobani. No, my son. Even if she, it's not just a money fight, even if she demands a divorce, that's a fight, and she's not believed to say that her husband died when we know there was no shalom bayis between the two of them. Rabbi Yirameh, this quote from the Mishnah, he says, she's not believed unless there's indications, right? She comes crying and her clothes are torn. Receiving the Rabbi Yirameh, that's not a proof. Imagine one woman was crying and one was not crying. Just because one knows how to pull the tears and the other doesn't, so they're going to be mati one and ask the other one, makes no sense. Furthermore, Rabbi Chanina, the friend of Rav Chanina, the friend of the rabbi, said, Hagatz, well, imagine this, she ought to have known the Yisrael mates. Maybe she's crying because her son went out to Chutz Lartz and died. And he'll make Shema, he must care, so boy, I'd say maybe she remembers that and she's crying. In other words, she's jerking the tears, not because her husband died, but rather because her son died. So she found something upon which to cry. So the bottom line is that the crying doesn't add anything because it might well be theatrics or have another cause, and therefore it's not relevant to our scenario. Okay?
Why don't we believe her during times of war?
And we believe, so she imagined he died.
But it's quite possible that he did
die. Yeah, but she has to be proof. We don't believe her just on her say-so. We only believe on her say-so time of peace, not in time of war. During time of war, we need some proof of it. That's why they're all the Laguna literature, you know.
Yeah, but the likelihood of finding proof
in the
middle of a war is less.
True. So, well, it's life. That's death. What can you do? It's tragic, but there's nothing to do about it, because I would not willing to be martyred that much under those circumstances. Beisil says, we're not only were martyr believing her in a case where she comes from the harvest. And the Bisham and Shami said, come on, Achas Abomina Hakotir, whether she's coming from the harvest, Achas Abomina Zaysim, or she's coming from the olives, Vagabam Yasir, she's coming from Chutzlart, Lodibu Bakotir Elabova, they only spoke about harvesting because that's a prevalent case. Chosu Beisil, or it's going to be Bisham, Beisil, could see the Bisham, they're a believer in all cases. There's a fascinating difference between the Bavli and Yushami on this. The Bavli in this mission, which is a kind of a longish Bavli, actually said, learns that this Mishnah, the original perspective based Hill, was based on a general principle which Chazal have, that you have, you, whenever you have, sometimes you have a heter and isser, it only is applied in the cases in which the original episode which generated the heter isser applied. For example, we have halacha when it's not to go out with studded sandals on Shabbos. Why? Because once people trampled death in a cave on Shabbos, right? But the rest of the week you're allowed to wear studded sandals. We have halacha, you're not allowed to take a duma waters in a boat, because once when they took it in a boat, they found that there was pieces of flesh from a dead body in the boat, right? And therefore the para duma waters became tome. But they didn't ask for transporting any other way, just transporting in a boat. And so on and so forth. There are several cases in Shas where we ask for things because of specific incidents and only in the parameters of those incidents. And the obviously there's a metaphysical explanation of that or a theological explanation of that. That has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a sign that under those circumstances should be prohibited. So those are the circumstances under which we prohibit it. So there was an episode, obviously in history, when there were Montier, a woman, when it was coming back from the harvest and said her husband dropped dead in the fields, that we believed her. So therefore, they still originally thought we're only Matir in cases of harvest. And Beisham hits him otherwise. So that's the Bavlis, in a nutshell. However, the Ushami is much more, so to speak, rationalistic as opposed to technical on this. The Ushami says that, as we were about to say, see that there's a logic to say that she's more likely to be believed during the harvest. Not because that was the episode which occurred necessarily per se, rather because it's more likely. Let's see that inside. Arlan Beis Shammai Shammai said, "Fa'okol shana kula katzir." Look, the whole year you can harvest something. Okay, tzad kezit tzad. How so? Yotzal katzir sorim when the barley harvest is over. Nichlas katzir chedim start harvesting the wheat. Yotzal katzir when the harvest period for the grain stops. Nichlas batzir you start harvesting the grapes. Yotza batzir, stop harvesting the grapes. Binichas mesik, you start harvesting the olives. Nimtza kol hashana kula katzir, you're harvesting the whole year. So what difference does it make? Vikim was divrem, and Basil conceded and sustained their words. Vilama katzir, what was though the havamita? Why would we only believe in the time of harvest? Ramana said, Unsa shchiach. At that time, it's prevalent that accidents occur. The sun does not beat heavily on a person's head, except at the time of harvest. Although that which it says, we had this in the Torah a few weeks ago. The boy grew up. They came. He went to his father, to the harvesters. He said to his father, "Reishi, Reishi, my head, my head." And he said to his servant, "So he will take him to his mother." And they took him, but they carried him via. They brought him to his mother. He sat on her knees at a time till the afternoon. And he died. So we see that there's more susceptible to sunstroke during the time of the harvest, and that's why this kid died, who eventually Elisha brought back to life. So that's why there was a havamina to only allow being matir based on her say so. When logic dictates, it's more of a reason to assume that he died during the harvest time. Or another alternative, Rabban Amrei, the richa shoshchiach, because there are a lot of snakes at the harvest time. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Abun says, Sakosa le'roshi, Torah, David Amel says, please put a sukkah over my head, b'yom neshek, on the day of neshek. What's the day of neshek? B'yom shakai, top of ayin ches ma'afa, yom shakai, it's no shekas achorif. Or on the day that the sun meets or kisses the summer kisses the winter. In other words, the change of seasons are particularly difficult for an individual, and therefore I need to have your protection. Davacher b'yom neshek, zanishko shel Gog, the weaponry of Gog. In other words, when the ultimate Armageddon comes, so then protect me. Davacher, another word interpretation, b'yom sheshnei lomas noshkim zezeh. So about the day when the two worlds kiss each other. Olam azeh yotzi, one is leaving olam haba. And entering the world to come, so we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection at that time, at the time of death. Okay? Now, after she testifies that her husband died, so we let her get remarried, right? She can get remarried. He told Ksuva, and she gets the Ksuva also from the first husband's estate. She can get remarried. She cannot get her Ksuva. Why? Because we're more machmir in the edus required to get her money than in the edus required to allow her to remarry. Amul Beis Shammai, Shammai said, that makes no sense. He tarred them as erva achamura. You allowed erva, the prohibition of her remarrying, which is more severe. Lothatir is a moment of kai, not going to allow the money, which is a more lenient issue. Amul Beis Shammai said, nevertheless, I have to say this way. Because Matsim, we found she'ena achim nichnosim l'nachla apia. The brothers do not enter their deceased brother's portion based on her testimony. So we see that you can't actually rely on their testimony for matters of monetary law. Shavi said, not true. We learn from the book of Ruxuva. It's true. The brothers, we can't allow to go down to properties based on her testimony that her husband died. Because there's no inherent proof. It's rabbinic proof. The rabbinic proof doesn't work for matters of monetary law. However, vis-a-vis the ksuva, it should work. Why should it work vis-a-vis the ksuva? Because in the ksuva it says itself, that if and when she's permitted to remarry to somebody else, titli machkosovlech, she is allowed to take whatever she's supposed coming to her. So therefore, we darshan the language of the ksuva itself. We expound the language of the ksuva to teach us that she'll get the ksuva once she has the right to get married. And chosu beisil loris kliyvei beishamay beisil reneg and start passing like beishamay in this matter. Okay, now this is a fundamental principle we're going to underline next tomorrow, which is not in the Bavli at all. Or very little is in the Bible, I should say, which is that we darsh in the language of the Shtar. We expound on the language of the Shtar in order to tell us what to do. Because, like here, expound on the language of the Shtar, which says that the moment she was permitted to marry somebody else, she gets a ksuba, right? And so too, we're going to darsh in other things. Bonus maushi konsulum zonos apia. What about her daughters? Can her daughters get fed by the estate? Well, I say the dead husband, assuming that he's dead. So Bishame having ksuva medrash, they made the ksuva to a medrash. They say the Bishame darshin, Bishame darshin, misave ksuvas in the Nilmot. From the book of Ksuva, we learn Shukosiv lach. He writes there Shem Tinasi lachert itli mashukosiv lach. If you marry somebody else, you get what's coming to you, right? And Chosu beisulos kedeshu deBishame. So Basil learned like Beis Shammai that's the case, that actually we do darshan the ksuva. So here too we darshan ksuva to say that they get the mezonos after they get the mezonos, they get fed when we allow her to elect her ksuva as well, it seems. Okay? And Basil Basil himself came around to darshan and ksuvas. How so? Dorash Hilo Azokin, Hilo the elder himself, Darshan, Loshon Hedio Toyu Kaisim Alexandria. They used to write a common language in Alexandria. She'echamem Makadish Isha. What happened there? What happened in Alexandria would be one guy would make Kiddushin on a woman. The Chaver Chodvam in Ashuk, and his friend would snatch her from the marketplace, and he would marry her, right? So Lechera, that's no good, right? Because that it seems to be a Mamzerus issue, right? So says the Gemara. Shebo Ma'aser Nei Chacham Bikshulas was a Mamzer. They wanted to say that the kids and the second husband are Mamzer, right? Because he grabbed her out of kedushin. So, or Mamzerus, the elder said, no. Tziu Ksuvas Himosein. Let's take out the Ksuva of their mothers. No, Tziu Ksuvas Himosein. And then they took out the ksuvas of his mothers, umatsu kasuba, and they found it was written in the ksuvas, l'shetinasi l'beisi, when he entered my house, to having lili into das moshe v'yudoi, then it'll be on my wife like the Jewish religion dictates. So they made a tznai, actually, in the ksuva, that if the marriage never reaches the knisa l'beiso, the entering into the house, that the marriage is retroactively null and void. So that can save the kids, of course, from becoming mamzerim, right? Because the marriage, which was contracted, which was, so to speak, dissolved by their being snatched away after the kiddushin, was legitimately dissolved. Because all it requires to be dissolved is that the condition is not fulfilled. And the condition was that the marriage is only a valid marriage the moment she actually enters the house, and she never entered the house. Okay, is that clear?
That's like a prenuptial.
Right, it's a prenuptial agreement, right? There's a tanai in the marriage, which is written in the ksuva. Obviously, it can't be a tanai in the ksuva itself. That does no good. But it was written in the ksuva in order to learn out. That's interesting. It's an interesting point you raised. It's a very controversial one, which is that l'chora from there you see that one could make a tanai in marriage, right? So the question is what parameters one is allowed to make such conditions when they're effective. But you're right. You can't do it.
Was this in the Bavli?
No, this whole gemara is not in the Bavli. Oh, this one is. This one is, yeah. But not of the Avamas, in Bar Mitzia. So, oh, come on. You don't remember from Bar Mitzia. No, I didn't think so. So where'd you go O for?
There.
Oh, no, it's not. It sounded like you were. Once I said Bar Mitzia, said, oh, Bar Mitzia. No,
I just, why wouldn't it be Avamas?
No, I don't know why it's not Avamas. It's a good question. But here it says on the sides of Bar Mitzia. But most of these marks are not, in fact, in the Bavli. And example of the next one. Rabbi Lezer is I of a ksuva medrash, dash ksuva as well. Tosha Lezer ben Zayat says, Habonim Yerushu, there's not enough property to go around. The children, the boys inherit, there is enough property to go around, excuse me. Then Habonim Yerushu, the boys get my main inheritance, Habonim Yerushu, and the daughters get fed, whatever Mizonos they need. Now, Mahabonim, what he dashed from this is, Mahabonim ena Yerushu elachim mizmisos yivayim, just says a linkage, just like sons only get inheritance after their father dies. Now, bonus and Izonos, so two daughters only get fed after their father dies. During the lifetime, the father is not mechuyev to support them, which is an ironic thing. You know, you figure if he's mechuyev after death, it's only mechuyev during the lifetime. But it's only enforceable after death. Generally, one can, the Bechabit was both vis-a-vis sons and daughters, one cannot enforce the parents to pay for their support. Only if you make a Tanai Ksuva like this. Okay? Says my brother. Mayor said, now this is not our Ksuva, this is a story about a normal business document. I'm a Kabel son of Mechaber, somebody accepts a friend. A field from his friend for sharecropping, and he guarantees it. So if it didn't produce, so Shamina, so we reckon, or the friend was negligent, the person who was supposed to be sharecropping it, Shamina, so we deduce, comma, or estimate, comma, ruila, so how much it should have produced for nosing low, and that's what you give to the owner who leased out the condition that should be worked. Shukosiv low, why do we measure it that way? Because the sharecrop always writes, "Im over, if I leave it fallow, v'lo avin, and I do not do what's necessary, Hashem b'meit, I'm going to give you the best." So therefore, we throw the book at him and have him give the full value of what the field or whatever it is would have been worth. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda may have had ksuva medrash. Rabbi Yehuda darshan ksuva. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, learn name Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you order my day ishto kol korban shichayevis. Any if a woman committed sins and she's chayavim korban, so her husband means it's korbanos for her. I feel achle chelif, even if she had chelif. Not feel chelif the Shabbos, even if she has mechal Shabbos, he brings the korban. The chedar Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbi Yehuda said it should be potra, not potra. What if you divorced her in a chayavim? They don't no longer have to bring korbanos on her. All bets are off, right? Shekein hiko sevis lo. And that's because of what she writes in her receipt to him when she gets her ksuva. It says, "V'aychon I release you of any responsibility, the asian law which came upon you mikadmas not previously. From there on in, when she writes her receipt on her ksuva, he no longer has those responsibilities." Rabbi Yossi of a ksuva medrash. Rabbi Yossi darshan ksuva. Dosh Rabbi Yossi Yossi darshan. Makom shenagu lasos ksuva milveh. It's interesting. This is actually what we do nowadays. when a woman doesn't actually bring down any, and bringing in nowadays a tangible dowry, and they might be worth a lot of money, but there's no concept of dowry as they used to be in the old days, right? You got a dowry?
No, some people do.
So, who be they? Okay. Yeah. No, there's no formal dowries nowadays. What happens though, what we write in the ksuva though, is we make it generic. We say, and we do this today too. I don't have a translation of ksuva here, but or even the text of ksuva, although probably could find some of one of these books. But the text of ksuva is the chosin accepts upon himself the value of the dowry. No, that's not the dowry. That we're coming to later on. But it says that Hakol kibel olav chasan denan b'meaz kukim kesef tzoruf v'hosiv lo midilei od meaz kukim kesef tzoruf sachak o masayim kukim kesef tzoruf. It usually says that, which means that the chosin accepts upon himself the responsibility of 1,000 kukim, whatever that is, ounces or whatever it is, of silver as corresponding to the value of her nidunya, of a dowry. So a dowry's value is not actually assessed nowadays, right? We just give it a value and we say, he owes her this amount of money. See, when there was a truna dowry, so there would be a list of all the property she brought in, which would take out that property which left the marriage. But nowadays we just make the dowry like a debt, an obligation outstanding upon him. Okay? So here it says, Dorish Rabbi Yosi, Malkum Shnogel Asot Tzuva Milve, Gova, with the Kamatz, as a quote. She collects all that it says there. However, Lichpo, in some places, especially among the Sfarim, they inflate the figures astronomically. So when they double the figures, Eina Gova, I had Gova, but it sounds Gova. Eina Gova Ela Mechza, when she collects, Oh, no. Govea. No, I was right. And Govea Mechza. This is where they inflate the figures, and now he comes after the marriage, he knocks on his father-in-law's door and says, hey, Shmer! You see how much it says in the Ksuba that I owe you? That's what you owe me! Right? Because the dowry is a two-way street. First he gets the dowry, and then he has to pay back in case of death or divorce, right? So the Shmer can say, no, in our place we have a Malkum to write double. And in other words, you get half. If that's a minigam makom, so we actually cut it in half. Okay? So, Rabbi Lezomer, Lezomer says, and here's a little bit missing, the Rabbi Lezomer says, there's something missing here, but they should have said also, Rabbi Lezomer darshins medrash ksuva, and this is what he darshins, but Carmine explains it, that which you quote before, it says, on a eflach ve'ezum ve'ekri yasei chilechi, I'm going to work, and I'm going to support, and I'm going to hold you dear, and I'm going to sustain you. So from this we see, says the Gemara, one's not allowed to buy a pet, an animal, unless you have food for them. If you're not allowed to take a wife, before you have the capacity to support her, right? And explain, because it's you're required to feed your animals, not required to feed your wife. So therefore, if you have to for a wife, kavachom, you have to do it for your animals. Okay, you said it, not me. It was not my voice on the tape. Okay, he says it on further. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha of Aksuva Medrash. Korcha Dash and Aksuva. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is also a regular documenter. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, said, Hamavas Chaver, if somebody loans money to his friend, Lemashkan and Sarah Chov, he shouldn't take a collateral which is worth more than the debt itself. Why is that? Shuklaisimlo, it says, he writes in the document, in the bill of the loan, Tashlemta mina chasai, he writes, I will pay from my property. This is what the borrower writes. I'm going to pay for my property, the asking that day, which comes to my hand. In other words, the akna, I'm going to buy. In other words, the property I'm going to buy, not just property I have now. The kabel danak corresponding to the collateral which I gave you. So if the collateral is worth more than the actual debt, so oy vavoy, right? Then the borrower has to give actually more than he originally contracted for. Darsh Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna Darsh, getting back to the issue we discussed in Rav. Habanim Yeshu, the boys inherit, Vabanas Yizainu, and the girls get fed from the state. Mabanim Yeshu, Minatalim, just like boys get inherit also the movable objects, not just immovable objects. Afabanas Nizainis Minatalim, so do girls, you sell off movable objects to fill them, feed them, not just immovable objects. And abundance is on his man Talmud to sustain the daughters. You don't use movable objects, and you only sell off real estate. Masisa Messiah Little Shmuel. It seems like there's a brisa which is a proof to Shmuel. It says Benon Nukva, your daughters. This is what it says in Ksuv. We actually don't write this in Ksuv anymore. I don't know why we don't write the Ksuv anymore. Well, we don't. Benon Nukva, your daughters, the heaven lechemina, which you're going to have for me. Yavin Yasmin Mavesi will sit in my house, meet Sinam in Chosei, and get supported from my property after the husband saying after his own death. His daughters will be supported in his house. The title, we look and say this, Mikar Koi, Philomim Tautalei. It's only from real estate and not from movable objects. So if you can't say that the daughters get supported from movable objects, then explicitly only real estate. Or Rabbi Mazina said, I ask you, Rabbuna Kirebi, it's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbuna Selek Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel, since the rest he's never called Rabbi Shmuel, that's probably a typo. And Rabbi Shmuel goes, Rabbi Shem ben Elazar. Titzlani, we learned the Raisa, Echor Chazim Yishish from Achrayas. Both properties have a guarantee, which means real estate. Well, Chazim Shein Lema Achrayas, which means movable objects, Metautlin. Lefroy Mehen, we use that to pay up. Lemazar Naisha Vabonos, the sustenance of the woman and her daughters, Divir Rabbi Shem ben Elazar, Divir Rebbe. That's the words of Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that even the Chasim Shein Lamachrayas, even movable objects are also under lien. Rebbe Shem Elazar Man Na'amama, the Chasim Shein Lamachrayas, if it's real estate. Habonim Motzimin Habonim. In that case, boys who are younger can subpoena their older brothers for a portion. Habonim Min Habonim, so to daughters who are younger can subpoena their older sisters, siblings for a portion. Abonim min abonos, if there's more than a property to go around, so the children can get their property which is coming to them, so they subpoena it from the girls. Abonim min abonos, if there's not enough property to go around, then the daughters who get first dibs on the money can summon the money from their brothers, right? Now, all this is talking about property, sheyesh lemachrayis, by real estate. However, sheyesh lemachrayis, if it's not real estate, if it's movable objects, habani motzi min habonos, then boys can take from girls, because it's really theirs, because they're the heirs. Ve'en habonos kuritzi min habonim. However, girls cannot take from boys, because it's not really theirs. Now, Armin, they said Chazabo Ravuna reneged on what he originally said. So this is an important point to make. In the time of the Gemara, in fact, where we paskin, I think it's Takona Zusha, that only Karkos are Meshuba to the Ksuva or any other debt. Even though it's a discussion over here, right? But we paskin only the Kshtar, only in the real estate, except that the Gaonim made it Takana because Jews no longer own real estate at the time of the Gaonim. That Bizmana said we even rely on Metaflin for liens and debts and obligations. Okay, so nowadays we would agree all that liens and debts and obligations are outstanding against and collectible in movable objects. But Bizmana Gemara, it seems that they didn't hold that way because Rav Huna seems to have reneged and say you don't have to can't collect, right? Armin, they said, Yos. Now, here's a little bit of a recipe page, a few corrections. Not very many corrections, but here we have a couple. Armin, they said, Yos. It should be, it's good that you don't extrapolate from one to the other. Yerusha Dvar Torah. It says Yerksuva, but read Yerusha, Tzari Torah, Seretz Yisrael. Yerusha's Doraisa. Umazan Abonas Midivrayim. and the food for the girls is the Rabbanon. V'divrayim, and he wanted the Rabbanons, and it should be lemeidim v'divrei Torah. You think that you're going to learn that the Rabbanons are saying that divrei Torah? In other words, Yerusha, you can inherit even metaflin. But funding the daughters, that's only the Rabbanon. When Rabbanon made Takana, it doesn't extend to everything. The rises extend to everything you do. Yerusha must be inherited, even if it's a coffee canister, right? Somebody's got inherited, so therefore metaflin works in that case. Metaflin can pass by Yerusha to wherever the heirs are. When it's talking about a battle, so to speak, over the Rabbanon, over who's going to get whether the girls are going to get the foodstuffs or not get sustained or not get sustained. So in that case, Rabbanon can't go so far in that battle and allow that the girl even gets the cause and the metaphorically. They simply don't have the capacity. Well, it's not clear why not. But that's what the Gemara is saying. They don't have the capacity. So Ella says, well, obviously that's not an issue. And that couldn't be the machlokas. And obviously, they only collect from real estate. Ella, because the ksuvas ima pliga, this is the interesting thing. The machlokas really concerns, what they were arguing about at the top of the page, is ksuvas banim dichrin. This is another thing which don't do anymore. Ksuvas banim dichrin, remember what ksuvas banim dichrin is?
No.
Ksuvas banim dichrin is my worst beside.
Oh, ksuvas banim dichrin is that, of course, a woman loses the right to a ksuva if she predeceases her husband, right? But they had an outlet for that in the old days, because what happens is that rich guys wouldn't want to give good big dowries to the daughters, because maybe she'd predecease the husband and lose all the money. So what they did is they used to write a document which was called ksuvas banim dichrin, which said that if the girl has male children, then her ksuva goes to her children, even though she did not outlive her husband. You see that?
Yeah.
It's called ksuva for the male children. So it's not really. So it's not. It's more of an inheritance. They're inheriting money which is tantamount to the ksuva.
My basis is probate.
Probate, right. So the question is, however, does it have a din of a ksuva? And since it has a ksuva, it's only from real estate, or is it a din of Yerusha? So it has the din of Yerusha, so therefore it even applies to metaflin, to movable objects. What's its status? That's what the Gemara is. That's what the machlokas was. Because the ksuvas ima, the money which corresponds to ksuva their mother, please, that's machlokas. Cast the ksuvas ima on lav so says more. I guess it's the conclusion. The cast the ksuvas ima on lav karko, it's no shaila. Since it's not really Yerusha, it's only a ksuva, which is being given down as like a consolation prize, so therefore it's dafka in land, not in anything else. Okay? Period. Now, hayer l'nichse ishto, v'nasen ena bolagarsha. If somebody went down to his wife's property to consume it, and he wanted to divorce her, ready had a mind to divorce her, the kovat, and the idiot, the fink, before he divorced her, he jumped, the toshmeyakak, and he harvested everything, scorched earth policy. He harvested everything in the ground. I raised his stories from his car. He's a smart, shrewd fellow. He was quick, and he profited as a result. So what if he's a fake? Well, I say he made money, right? Hayara now gets more complicated. Hayara nixi shvuin, if somebody is an heir to somebody who's been taken captive. So he went there. He was limited property all the time, but then he heard they're coming. And he jumped and he took from the ground. I raised his arms from his car. He gets to keep what he did. What's the property of a captive? Any time they went, Aviv, his father, or Achiv, his brother, or one, Nikola Morishinoiso, of anybody who bequeaths to him, according to our logic line of bequest. And any of these guys goes to do this and goes to Chutzlart. So Shamal Ancher Mason, here that he dropped it, Viar Lo Nachli, you go down to his property. So that can say, would say, whatever you got to take out, you get to keep. However, Ravo, Nichse Netushin, Motino Sumiodo. If it's a property of a Natush, not a Shavi, a Natush, then the guy who took all the property does not get to keep it. What are Netushin? Vela Nixin Natusha, Koshalach, anybody, Hoshal went of Eve's father, or Ach Eve's brother, or one Mikoram, or Ishinozo, anyway, you can bequeath them. Limdia said, Chutzlart, Velo Shom Alain Shemesu, there was no rumor that they died. You just don't know what happened to them. The Yoel Anachel, he goes onto their property, so he gets to take whatever he chaps before they get back, he gets to keep. Right? Because in both cases, it's clear to us that. No, he can't. It says Nixon Dushim Tutsia Sumilan. He can't keep it. Sorry. In Shavui, he can keep it because we say it's clear to us that the Shavui has also, to a large extent, given up his life and therefore he's willing to forego the property. The guy is there as long as he's there. But the Natush, he didn't say anything. We don't know that anything befell him negative, right? Just know he has to come back from the Yisrael. So therefore, he can't go down to his property, right? Now, we're in Shigim Lil Argus. Shomate, I heard. Both by captives and by people who went with the Yisrael, but do not know what happened to them. That we can't go down to property. Even the sons can't go down to property.
Is there a statute of limitations?
No. Nothing more. They might be in the Rishonim, but nothing more. Obviously, if you know, there must be something, I don't know what it is. I'm going to say Ritushin with a resh. That Mutsimiyot, that we don't let him get away with whatever he chopped down before the owner came. Ve'elei nechse Ritushin, what's a Ratush? Kol shach oviva ochiva echo mikor morishin osom diyasayam. Any one of the people who could bequest them goes to went to Chutzot, and not get back, he would have commanded something. That's true by Shavi and a Natush as well. However, Ratush, says Yotzla Das, a Ratush, somebody had to flee. But he had time, ample time, to command people what to do. Teilacha, so it must be if he didn't tell people what to do, She'ila Haya Rotel Avichum in a Chosav. He was looking for a plot, and this is why he fled. To keep his heirs and creditors away from his estate. So in other words, not even a shovel or a notch. So we would say the reason why he didn't tell us what to do is because he didn't have time or didn't anticipate this tragic thing happening. But as a rotish, somebody who flees, but has time before he flees and could have told us what to do. And since he didn't tell us what to do, so it's illegal for us to go into his field and try and maintain his field for him. Because he never gave permission to do so, even though he had the capacity and the time and the possibility of doing so, so therefore we're stuck. Okay? Some logical thing, right? No, Shavui Natush had time to command, did not have time to command, so therefore we assume that they would have allowed us to go down. Natush had time to command, didn't command, we assume he didn't allow us to go down. So I read that's the answer because he went out there to the and didn't say anything. Rabbi Yahub, Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem Shua said, Hamatalkalin, Embay Mishim Nuchse Ritushim. Now, this means, not just Ratush, but you can't give Metaltin over to anybody who's related. Because you can't give Metaltin movable objects to any real relative of a Shavui, of a Natush, of a Ratush. Why is that? Because the guy's never going to get it back.
Oh,
right? The real estate will get back, but he can't get his Metaltin back. Rabbi Yaakov Achav B'Shem Rav Yehuda said, come on, Medesti Kotzer, if you have a grain which is about to be harvested, or grapes are about to be harvested, they're considered to be metaltin, despite the fact that they're still connected to the ground, should be metaltin. We don't give it to the other families, right? We sell them, we keep the money for the family who was in captivity. Rav Sheshet asked, Elin declared the bottle, Tavai Desmav, the palm trees in Bavel. The low chichim rakacha, they don't need to get softer anymore. We eat them when they're hard. So what's the status? Is it okay or not okay? So it's when a lomi stabram biavdin, it does not make sense to say anything other than we make them, kikama medesli kotser, kfonim adosi botser, like any other crop which is about to be harvested, already has been a metaltin, and therefore you go after the status of metaltin when it's done, which is developed as far as it can, even though it hasn't yet been harvested from the tree yet. Okay? Now, this is the last Nachlat Sfin. The book is actually in this Mishnah, but I think we can get along without it. Everybody's believed to testify on the woman that her husband died, Chutzi Chamosah, besides her mother-in-law, Ubaat Chamosah, her sister-in-law, Vitzaras, and his co-wife, Vivimta, and her sister-in-law through her brother, through her husband's brother, Ubas Bala, her husband's daughter through another marriage. Why don't we believe them in that case when they say the husband died? Because what are we afraid they're doing? Lying. Why would they lie? Because they hate her. These are women who hate each other. Right? Mothers-in-law, daughters-in-law, sisters-in-law, stepdaughters. They hate her. So therefore they try and mess her up. Okay? You guys are not the ball tonight. Says Venises. And at 1-8 says, let's get Mab and get the Misa. What's interesting, get, we believe even one of these hated women and death, we don't, Shaksab Mukhiya, because you got a document. So that proves that there's indication that they're telling the truth. If they come and they bring the document and say, this is Yanko's get, he wants to be Megarish, you, who happen to be my sister-in-law, since the get itself is probably not forged, that's, or we'll verify it's not forged, so we assume that the rest of it is okay as well. Okay? So in any event, 1-8 says he died. Then he says she got married. Another 8 comes, and says, Lo mes, he didn't die. I raise the they say so she can stay married. Okay? Eda Omar Mace, one said he died. Ushtarim Omis, and some say he didn't die. Ava Pishanis says, even though she got married, they say she's got to get divorced. Now, this is talking about the Kufnei Moshe brings down from the Rupavli. If it's talking about Eda Mam, she's partial to just get divorced. Because it's through Edom, right? Through Edom, that's one, of course. It's not where all the Edom are Edom suing. You had one woman against two women. So I might say, well, they equal out because none of them are real Edom. So Kiddush is that normally we say if it's not a B'dievet situation, go after the majority of opinions expressed, even though they're postulators. But here we don't say that because we're talking about where she has already gotten married already, right? We do go after the majority. Obviously, she says, that she got married, she has to get divorced. It's the other case. Two say she died, that the guy died. One says, Lo Mace, he didn't die. Avishloni say, so even though she didn't get married, since it's two against one, Tina says she's allowed to get married. Okay, Tani, we learn. Kishem Shane Amanasola, just like the mother in law is not believing on the daughter, Kachena and Amanasola, and so too the daughter in law is not believing on the mother in law. And vice versa, and all of it. Ben Chamoisa, now the Gemara says very interesting thing, which more immediately rejects. I don't think this is in the Bible either. Ben Chamoisa, a brother-in-law is also not believed. Kibas Chamoisa, just like a sister-in-law. Isn't that interesting? Sister-in-law is not believed, neither is a brother-in-law, because the brother-in-laws are as vindictive, spiteful, and hateful, and want to mess her up as much as the girl, the brother's sisters-in-law. Says the Gemara, Ben Bala. Also, your stepson, Kibas Bala, is like your stepdaughter. Tzorasa, and your co-wife, I feel this way, even if she was divorced from your husband. But she still hates you. Either she probably hates you more, right, spite. So therefore, your Yavama, is the Yavama's not believed? I feel Achosa, even if it's her sister, right? In other words, no matter what the relationship is, if it's Yavama, meaning your own sister married to your brother-in-law, you should not believe because we don't know what animosity she has towards you. Amrav Yosef said, Masiso Amra Kain. Did our Mishnah say this? It didn't say this. But the contrary, it says, Shaluas is crying in the cable. So we know that males and females are not the same. See that when we looked over there, Shaina Ishan and Menes Lomar Mates Bayami, a woman is not believed to say her brother-in-law died. Shatina say, in other words, you know her husband died, but she wants to say, no, my brother-in-law also died, so she can get married without doing Yibur or Chalitza, right? She's not believed to say that. And also, Vlome Sachotzi, she's not believed to say that her sister died. She has a constipation that she can marry her sister's husband instead of her sister, which is okay after her sister died. Neshein Labanim, in which case it would be okay. We'll hear the Karmenei throws in important words. I almost missed them. The Karmenei throws in, Vein Aish Neman, Lomar Meis Achish Yabim Misishli. A brother is also not believed to say, well, my brother died and I want to be Yabim's wife. The shame Shamayim, right? It's not allowed to say, my brother died, I need to be Yabim's wife. It's not believing that. Why? Nesha Ein Labonim. Wait, He's not believing in a case where she has no kids, because then she would be available for him for Yibum. But if she did have kids, then he's believed to say that my brother died. Why is he believed then? Because he doesn't have personal interest, because he doesn't have to Yibum anyway, because she has kids, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, that we see a husband's believed even on a sister-in-law. If we held of the animosity principles in our Mishnah by man, so then there should be also for a brother-in-law to testify in a sister-in-law. So when we see that this kind of plotting and scheming only goes on among women. Okay. I just say over the facts. That's all I do. Okay. If she does have sons, then the other actually should be in the brother-in-law, Naaman. Okay, going back to the Mishnah. This is a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that by a get, we believe her, even if she's one of the women who has animosity, because she's bringing a get. It's written down. So it says more. Why is that enough? So don't we have to believe what she says also? If the shliach on the get doesn't say in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, do you allow her to get remarried? Of course you don't. So here too, Lamaisa relying on one of the hated women, because she had to say in front of me was signed and sealed, right? Says the Gemara, written and signed. So it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Rabbi Yisrael says a cool thing. It says, Kedah Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Boon. Rabun says, Eino Choshu Kalkula, it should be Kalkula, but same idea. Eino Choshu Kalkula B'deshmai. A husband is not suspect to write his wife a forged get. He's not suspect to do that, because no husband's going to do that. Just don't divorce her. Why should you write a forged get? Nobody's supposed to write a forged get, right? Yeah. So he's not believed to say, I forged the get. That is not believed. But based on Choshu Kalkula, but he's a Choshu, he suspects that he's and once the get is written, he's going to muff up in Basin and have improper witnesses sign, right? The witnesses won't be good witnesses, right? So therefore, we made him say, Fonei Nechta. Why? Or send a Shliach. Because then, Shemitokshu, there Shembovi, Irer, Iruro, Boto. Now he knows, even though it's not necessarily true that Achrayim is speaking out of Gittin, what happens if after having said Fonei Nechta, or having said something, say Fonei Nechta, he came and complained anyway. Is he believed or not believed? So it's a Machloikas. But Lamaitza, here then was even saying, okay, and the Pashas of Gittin is he's not believed anymore. So that's why I am saying for the nechtam, right? Afum because Shemitoshu Yodeshim Bavir Yerora Batos. Since he knows if he says for the nechtam, he's no longer believed. Afum Machtim Beim Shem is going to make sure to use kosher witnesses, because at that point it's also ready for filing. There's not no point in her in his trying to delay the inevitable of the gerushin. For Achin here too, Mitoshu Yodash Lo Subot Vareh Etz Chaver Tekum. Here too, since they know. Since we know that if she says Fanenechtam, since she knows that if she says Fanenechtam, they know she nor the husband can no longer come and question the validity of the get, so therefore Afil Meres Hemesh, she also says the truth. Okay, so the Rishami clearly is building that once she says Fanenechtam, she knows she can't say anything afterwards to mess her up. So if she's willing to go that far, so therefore I believe her, Ray, despite the fact she has animosity, it must be that she's telling the truth, because she's otherwise she just loses by as a result. In front of me was written sign. Okay? Piska, new case. Eid Achor Amer B'chuli. Eid Achor Amer Meis, one witness says he's dead. And he says, she gets remarried. Uba Acher, another one comes to Amr, he says, Lo Meis, he's not dead. I raised a little kid, say she can't get divorced. She doesn't have to get divorced. Why? Mibnesha, all right, Mishnah says, because the second day came when she was married. I'm actually alone, he says, when he says, but if let's say the day came before she got married, she ignored the second aid who said that the husband didn't die. Then she got remarried. Then he says, they'd say she has to get divorced in that case. Now, that argues on the Bavli, because in the Bavli it says, once she got a heter to marry, even if a second aid came and said her husband didn't die, she can follow the heter to marry. As long as it's not two against one. So the Bavli and Rishami are arguing. The Bavli holds that as once she got a heter, it's as if she's already married, she does not have to pay attention to a second witness who comes anymore. But the Yerushalmi is saying that if the second witness came before she got married, she cannot get married, and if she did get married, she's got to get divorced. Now, this is anyway. I'm Rabbi Yosi. The very Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Moshe Bavli says it's only according to Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Chachamim argue, but even the Chachamim are not like the Bavli's Chachamim. Avir Chachamim, but according to Chachamim, Ben Omer Mishnis is whether she the second witness came after she was already married. Ben Omer Achiloni says, or the second witness came before she was married. Vinny says, and then she got married anyway. Right? It doesn't say Vinny says here, but it should say. The Mashpia puts it in. Ben Omer Achiloni says, Vinny says, Lotina say, in both these cases, you should not get remarried. Vinny says, Lotina say, only if it's after the actual fact, then she doesn't have to get divorced. Okay? Now, the next case, until Mishnah is very cool. If you just give me a minute, we'll go there. Rav Nachman ben Yaakov Shem Rav says, this is up Eidim Shnayim, if there were two actual witnesses who came and said her husband's dead. She got married, right? I feel also, it should be also. Even if the husband comes back and says, I'm here! Right? Armin Lay, we say, it should be Armin Lay, Lace, at least itanu. It's not exactly what that word means, but it means that you're not with us. Means you're not the husband. No, you're not the husband. Now that says we had something like this before. Rashur Yitzchak said, "Boy, he said, how God's imagine Shu Adam Mesuyim. Let's say he's a famous man, Konimi, like Rav Ami. How can we deny it to him?" I'm ready to say, Boone, you're right. No, he said you're wrong, actually. He says, Lace Khan Barnash, Tami Rabbi Ami, aren't there several people like Rabbi Ami who say it's an imposter? We rely on the two witnesses who say this guy's an imposter. As of the community Rabbanan, the Tamon, the case of this came above in front of the rabbis. Armin Lay, so they said to the husband, Lay said, Lay Satani, you're lazy Tono, we don't believe that you're the guy. Come Abu Rabba. But nevertheless, Abba, who's Shmuel's father, got up, the lachash lo b'go una, and whispered in the ears of the second husband, right? It's not clear which husband, the first husband who just came back, or the second husband, says to the second husband. He said, Amalei b'chayech, nevertheless, by your life, havlo get me suffic, give her get me suffic. Because maybe it is really the guy. The students of Rav got up, and they beat him. Shmuel's father, Frank, said this. Some say that he got burnt by a strap, and some say that he got burnt by a bench. Anyway, they got physically violent with him. Shmuel says, no, I was there when my father got beat up. They didn't burn him up with the belt, the little sops of the kids know what to put the bench. And Abba, who the locka? They just beat him with their fists. The Kamla. Nevertheless, despite that, the Kamla means he got the keeper, right? As a result of that, Rav's sock ruled the day, and he got the keeper. As of the Kumi Rabbi Ami, nevertheless, later on, next generation, okay, so this came from Rabbi Ami. Amalis, he said, Bori Lu Shari Loch. I guess he said to the second husband, if it's clear to you that she's telling the truth, Shiloh, you get to keep her. I'll tell you that, but you should know that we know that although we can't prove it, it really is the husband. And therefore, you should know the Bonet, Dahu Gavre, Bonet Gavre, your kids, Mamzer Kumishmaya. We won't rule them Mamzerim here on earth, but they'll be Mamzerim vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he said, just divorce her. And Vava Rabbi Zir Mekali Slay, Rabbi Zir praised him to Moike Milsa Borei, he clarified the matter properly. Meaning that Lamaisa, we don't go so far, even though Rab said we can just ignore the husband who came and said he's not the guy, we don't go that far. And we tell the woman, theoretically on the books you could deny that it's him and continue to remain married. But we tell the second husband, directly he can deny him and continue to remain married, but better to divorce because Lamaisa, it's reasonable that it is the guy. Unless it's totally irrational.
Yeah. Kids, are they
Mamzerim? Yes, they're not Mamzerim technically, but nobody's going to want him. The case of the word Mamzerim, which I had earlier, is where we knew was the husband.
Yeah.
This is the only time because we don't know
his husband. No.
If we really know it's the husband, then we can't get away with it. This is the only case where we don't really know it's the husband, right? But you understand, okay, without getting into it in greater detail.